Azure TWC coming at ya. Hey, Corey here with another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the announcements that we made at Ignite and sort of where we're going with this moving into the future. And so one of the big things that we've been super excited about is this new template-based language, right? And so this new template-based language, which, you know, I'm sure you've seen and I've talked about before, allows you to sort of create different parts of your template. And so it's sort of a big JSON file, and it allows you to piece together the template parts of your application into distinct little sections. And so as part of your template, you can, you know, make your create your NIC here. You maybe want to create your storage account and your disks, right? And so this translates into a NIC. I don't know. That's a NIC. And then, of course, you've got disks, and so that I can draw, right? It translates into a disk. And then you basically say this virtual machine is tied to these guys, right? And so this is my actual compute VM. You know, let's say it's sort of the D4 size, right? And so this actually spins up the VM, right? That's then going to connect to this disk, going to connect to this NIC, and now I've got traffic, and now I've got sort of my happy running VM. And it's all composed into this single file, so you can do it once, twice, three times, dot, dot, dot. And away you go. You can do it many, many times, and it'll always appear the same way. You can build dependencies between VMs, this one to this one. You can actually have dependencies with things like SQLDB. So SQLDB, then this VM. You can pass parameters and all of this. It's very exciting. It's very cool stuff, and it allows you to build a lot of great applications. And you can see some of these actually on our website, and you know, you'll see them down below. But here's the problem. And this is sort of some of the things that we're working on. We demoed a little bit at Ignite. You take that, and now you say, but you know what? I want to deploy 100 of these, or 1,000 of these, or 10,000 of these. Yes, you can go and put all of this into a template language. You can go put it all into a model and make sure that that all goes into sort of this really, 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 really long template, okay? And so just make sure you have 1,000 of these listed in there. It's going to be pretty cumbersome. It's also going to be really cumbersome to manage that, right? You're sort of like, great, now I got 1,000 of these things. Like, how do I go and update perhaps the host OS, the underlying OS, excuse me, of those images? I want to go pave them through. These sorts of things, very, very difficult, very cumbersome. So the thing that we announced at Ignite, you know, which we are working on here for release, is the concept called scale sets, okay? And so what this ends up doing is you effectively say similar sort of construct, right? You basically say, okay, here's my NIC, here's my storage account, here's my virtual machine, right? And so this is what sort of my VM looks like. But now you can treat this as sort of a unit. And then you can sort of say, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 200 of those. And it will create effectively the exact same replica that many times. And it will be treated as sort of a single management unit. So today you can even do this using a looping concept that will go through the template and do that 200 times. But the nice thing about this when it comes to scale sets is it sort of, the platform knows it's a group, knows it's a unit, and you can manage them as a unit, which is really, really valuable. And so you can then sort of scale them in an automated way, right? This is 200, it can go to 250. It sort of understands the exact solution that you built here and we'll do it 10, 20, 30, 40 more times. So it's going to be really powerful for sort of, you know, front-end facing solutions, web apps, SaaS-based solutions, what have you. It'll make this really easy to use and really easy to deploy. And so while the current template language is super cool, really exciting, you can do a lot of really powerful stuff. There's so much more still to come. And of course, you know, stay tuned like always. We will keep you informed as to when this comes out and is available for you to go play around with. Love some thoughts on this. We are building this right now. The guys down the hall are coding it as we speak. So if you got ideas, if you're like, hey, don't forget this, or you got feedback, hey, love to hear it. Please let us know. And we'll definitely take that into account. And so definitely tell us. You can actually either respond with comments or you can respond with hashtag Azure TWC. First time.
Good.
I'm pretty good. Can't read this though. Okay. Anywho, well, that's pretty much all I had today. I hope you like this. My office is not yet decorated, so it looks like a terrible, terrible storm has hit me here. But all of my crap is here, and so sooner or later, this office will not look like a terrible, terrible hovel. But once it does look pretty nice, I hope hopefully you'll come back and spend some time here on Tuesdays with Corey. So with that, thank you for your time. Hope you enjoyed this. Again, leave me comments, send me pokes, and we'll talk more about this. Thanks a lot for your time. Have a good week. Oh yeah, there's one more thing. We also have a few questions that came in, so it's worth answering them. The first one that I wanted to talk a little bit about was network security groups and being available in the portal. Well, it's coming, right? It'll be there. You know, it's one of the things that we are working on. It's definitely a really exciting capability to be able to lock down the different parts of your application, different subnets, etc. And so the ability to configure them in the portal is definitely something we're looking forward to building. So there's that. The other one was asking a little bit about SQL Standard and having it work with Always On. Today, my understanding, and you know, is that SQL Server Standard actually doesn't support Always On, and so I'll have to go back and talk to the SQL guys and understand sort of what their direction is in that regard. And so we'll get back to you maybe subsequent weeks here as we talk a little bit more about that. And the last one, of course, is about my socks and comments about the fact that my socks are terrible. I think my socks are actually pretty good this week. They're all right. They're a little bit boring. The shoes are nice, but today is my casual day. I'm not meeting with any customers today, so I get to wear the casual Friday, whatever, on a Tuesday. So, you know, what's not to like about that? And so, anyway, socks are cool. Don't ever talk about my socks again. And that's really all I have. So, any other questions other than about my socks, please let me know. And otherwise, have a great day. All right, bye-bye. Beginning of the very beginning of Die Hard 2, where like the bad guy is like in his hotel room and he's doing like Tai Chi. He's like so weird.
I thought it was Bruce Willis doing foot stretches.
No, come on, that's
coming
one.
Off the plane.
Come on, that's one.
No, it's not. It's Christmas time.
They're both one and two are Christmas time. You need to get your Die Hard straight, my friend. You want to come in this office? You're recording now, aren't you?
I am now.
Yeah, well, that was a good one. Okay. I can't. John McClane. Thought you were out of your league on Nightline. All right. You ready? Oh, that was my clap. You see, I did it like, instinctively? Oh, my God. I just know what I'm doing.
I'm training you well, Mr. Sanders.
All right.